So every mom experiences it at some point on the motherhood journey. Just seeing our children under the weather can be absolutely heartbreaking. But remember, a fever is the body's natural way of fighting off an infection. And while some moms use that time to worry and to give in to fear, godly moms can take a different approach. So I pray that you are blessed by this Christian mom's guide on how to reduce fever in toddlers. Stay tuned.
Hey, mom friend. Welcome to Toddler Mom Diaries podcast. I want to help you build a beautiful godly marriage, raise your children in the Lord, and create an organized, Christ-centered home. It's time to go from settling for the world's expectations of marriage and family to enjoying home life, marriage, family, and parenting God's way. I know that deep desire in your heart to thrive as a godly wife and a Christian mom while living out the purpose that God has for you. You just need to know how to do it, and I'm here to help. Hey girl, I'm Larissa J. I'm a wife, toddler mom, and Christian personal development coach. It wasn't long ago when I was an overwhelmed mom and a stressed out elementary teacher, but I decided to go all in and trust God with my life. I quit my job in order to do what I was feeling called to do, focus on family. I felt the calling to create this podcast for you, mom friend, because I want you to know that you're not alone, and that doing this thing God's way is better than anything you could have ever imagined.
All right, all right. Hey, mom friend, welcome back to another episode of the Toddler Mom Diaries podcast. Today, as you know, we are talking about this Christian mom's guide on how to reduce fever in toddlers. I felt like this topic was very applicable to this season. I've been seeing a lot of posts with mamas talking about how their littles have been under the weather. And so I figured I would address this topic from a Christian mom's perspective, from a godly mom perspective, and hopefully provide some encouragement for you spiritually as well as some practical tips that you may not have thought about before. So let's dive right into this. We're going to start with the spiritual aspect first. So like you heard earlier in the introduction, just a reminder that a fever is the body's way of just indicating that it's fighting an infection. It's a natural part of the process of healing. So the first thing that we want to do as Christian moms is utilize the power of prayer. This is so important if you are a Christian. We're talking about biblical motherhood here. Remember that your prayers will be answered when you pray God's word and when you pray it in faith. So I encourage you to find a Bible verse to stand on when you're praying for your toddler's healing and refer back to that verse and speak it out loud as often as you need to. You know, one really amazing and powerful verse is Mark 11:24, and it says, "Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe you receive them and you will have them." This scripture really speaks to the fact that prayer changes things, but we have to make sure that when we pray, we actually believe it, right? So the best way to reduce fever in toddlers is by faith. You weren't expecting me to say that, were you? This means that no matter what you see in the natural, you believe that your child is healed because of the redemptive work of Jesus. Because of what he did for us, he was beaten and bruised for healing, right? So all of that is scriptural. And so you can believe that your child is healed and just make sure that you don't speak anything contrary to that. And whenever you are tempted to doubt, I encourage you to go back to the Bible and remind yourself of what God says. So the second thing here as Christian moms is to choose faith over fear. A lot of times, moms like to worry and get into anxiety. To get over into worry and fear is not necessary as a believer. So we want to choose faith over fear. It's important to guard your heart first and foremost, right? Because when you find yourself searching online, you can come across a lot of negative information. I'm sure you probably experienced that if you have ever experienced a symptom or your toddler's experienced a symptom and you typed it in Google or whatever, and all this negative stuff pops up, and that is how fear can slip in, you know? So you just want to make sure that you're guarding your heart and that you're standing strong in your faith. So, you know, sometimes if you've been praying and believing, and let's say your child wakes up and it's the third day and they still have a fever, fear will try to, you know, tempt you to submit to it. Same thing if a family member is speaking with fear, that can project onto you. Don't give attention to those things and make sure that you guard your heart and choose to walk by faith instead of by fear, because faith is what moves the hand of God and fear is what allows the enemy to come in and wreak havoc. And that's not what we want, right? So deciding to do things God's way means to walk by faith. This is so important. So you can reduce fever in your toddler without medication or hospital interference when you trust God and you believe in His word. Of course, if that is your desire, is to be able to avoid those outside interventions. I think about in the New Testament, I believe it was Peter's mother-in-law, and she had a fever, and Jesus came and healed her. She didn't need any of those other interferences. She was healed by Jesus Himself. It just speaks to the power that we have in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." So if you're not in a place to truly walk by faith, and you allow yourself to doubt God and slip into fear, then you have allowed the enemy in. And if you're going to do things the enemy's way, then you might as well simply do things the world's way, right? If you would believe God and take Him at His word, there is always an alternative to what the world says. You get a choice. You know, we all have a choice. And so the decision is yours to make. And I do want to note here that when I say fever, I'm referring to the typical 102 degrees or less, right? That definitely is something that you can nip in the bud naturally at home. So number three that I want to talk about is to watch what you say. Once you prayed, you made a decision to walk by faith, trust God and His word. But you also have to make sure that you watch what you say. So don't speak anything that contradicts the word of God. So if you're believing your child is healed, only speak that your child is healed. Don't walk around saying that they're sick or that they have a fever or whatever, because that contradicts the word of God. Speak the word. The Bible says that by His stripes you were healed. So your child is healed, and that's what should be coming out of your mouth. If it isn't faith-filled, then don't allow it to come out of your mouth, and don't allow other people to speak negatively over your child. So you want to make sure that you watch that as well. This makes me think about the Bible verse where Jesus was saying that you can speak to the mountain, right? In Mark 11:23, it says, "For surely I say unto you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." That's key there. He will have whatever he says. So what are you saying, mama? Watch what you're saying about your children. We've talked about this before in previous episodes and in previous blog articles, but you can literally speak to the mountain. You can literally speak to the fever and tell that fever to leave your child in the name of Jesus. You can say something like, "Fever, I command you in the name of Jesus to go and leave my child's body right now. I speak complete health and healing over my child because God's word says that he is healed or she is healed." Speak to it and believe that what you have spoken will come to pass, and expect it. Expect that fever to leave once you've told it to leave. And I do want to note that sometimes when we're living by faith, you may not see results immediately, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that it's not working. You have to continue to cling to God's word and don't get weary. Just believe that what you speak will come to pass, no matter what it looks like in the moment. Walk by faith and not by sight. And also note, you may speak to it, it may leave and may come back. Same thing. Continue to be fervent, stand your ground, and speak the word of God. All right, let's talk about some practical things here. Use lightweight, comfy clothes to lower fever in your child. So if they are in the process of being healed of a fever, make sure that you clothe them in lightweight, comfortable clothing. And also, if they are sleeping at night, remove any heavy blankets or comforters. Try using a lightweight sheet instead, or a lightweight blanket is going to be a better option. Also, make sure that they rest, right? Your toddler must get plenty of rest if they are in the process of being healed of a fever. This will allow their body to recover and to avoid overworking. So allow them to relax, avoid overstimulation. And usually you'll notice, mama, usually you'll notice they're laying around a little more, and just allow them that time to rest. Another thing that's important is to keep them hydrated. Water is very important, a great option. You can also try something like orange juice, because it has vitamin C and can boost the immune system. Now, with that, I would recommend checking the label and making sure that the only ingredients is orange juice and no added ingredients to that. You can also kind of cut that natural sugar in half by doing half water, half orange juice as an option. You can try electrolyte drinks like Liquid IV. This is another really good option to help keep your child hydrated. I have a link for Liquid IV in the show notes, so if you want to check that out, just keep them hydrated. Another thing that you want to do that you may not have considered is using a cool towel. This can actually help relatively quickly get that fever lowered. And so you may have seen this like on movies or TV shows where they have like a little cool towel or like a little ice pack on the kid's head. But this is something that you can do if your child's skin feels hot. It will provide comfort for them. So you can use a cool towel on their forehead or even their wrists or their armpits or their groin area, because blood vessels are close to the surface in those areas. So it can help to cool the body down. You can use an ice pack, but use that in moderation, not for a long period of time, and only use that for kids who are able to communicate if it gets too cold. Another option here is a lukewarm bath, not hot, not cold, but just for a few minutes, let them sit in a lukewarm bath, is another way to help reduce fever. You want to boost the immune system. We talked about vitamin C. So yes, things like oranges or citrus fruits like lemons, grapefruit. You can even try garlic. Raw garlic has great antibacterial properties and it gets rid of infection. And so for toddlers, you can chop this up or crush the garlic very finely and then like stir it into something like an applesauce so that it kind of masks that taste, because it is very potent. Garlic is really good, not just for toddlers, but for anyone. Highly recommend. And if your child is dealing with like a runny nose or a stuffy nose, if you have not tried the Nose Frida, oh my goodness, that is a great tool to keep their nasal passages clear. Again, I will leave a link to that in the show notes. And of course, you can get all of this information in more depth and detail on my blog at toddlermomdiaries.com. So please make sure you check that out. Lastly, be patient, mama. Be compassionate and offer snuggles. If you've ever had a fever, you know that it does not feel great. And so just remember this when you're tending to your toddler. Show them extra patience and compassion because they really need you during this time. They need to feel your love and your comfort. So give them cuddles, give them snuggles, and understand that if they seem a little clingy, they want to sit on your lap all day. Understand, they're just, you know, they're recovering and they need you. And that's a wonderful job to have. So as Christian moms, we have the advantage of using spiritual and natural principles in every area of our lives. And this includes when children are under the weather and they're not feeling that great. We can apply prayer and faith and speak the word of God over our children. Those are spiritual principles that work when we believe the word of God. And we can combine these spiritual tools with natural tools and practices, and we can rest assured that our children will come out on top every time, because God is faithful and his word is true. So I hope that you found this encouraging. If you need a little bit more encouragement as it relates to walking by faith, I have a couple other blog articles on toddlermomdiaries.com, as well as some corresponding podcast episodes that you can find here. One of them is How I Walk by Faith as a Mom, and the other is The Manifestation of Faith. See it before you see it. You might want to check those out. Those are also really encouraging and faith boosting. Hopefully you found this episode helpful, and I will talk to you soon.
I pray that this episode blessed your life. If you enjoyed it and got something from it, would you do me a favor and please leave a review of my show on Apple Podcasts? It would make my heart happy to know that it was a blessing to you. Also, will you pause for a moment and share this episode with someone else who has been praying to have a more Christ-centered marriage, family, and home? It's time that we reclaim God's design for marriage and family, starting with one mama at a time. And if you're looking for community, come join our Toddler Mom Diaries community today at toddlermomdiaries.com/community. Until next time, mama, love and blessings, Larissa J.